Sanctuary. So Jane Andrews, after the disappointment here, is going through and really trying to isolate what the sanctuary is. And he has no burden in this article to identify the United States as the glorious land. But what he does have a burden to do is show biblically the distinction between the earth, the sanctuary, the church, and the glorious land, although he doesn't call it the glorious land. He calls it the land of Canaan, but as far as the land of Canaan, Palestine, the glorious land, the pleasant land, the goodly land, the land flowing with milk and honey, there are many terms that are used in the Bible to identify ancient Palestine, and they're interchangeable. So when he's identifying the land of Canaan, that's interchangeable with the glorious land. And the point being is that Andrews in this article is making a case that the land of Canaan is distinctly different than the church, and it's distinctly different than the sanctuary, and it's distinctly different from the earth. So those that want to say that the glorious holy mountain of verse 45 is God's church and the glorious land of verse 41 is God's church are standing in opposition to the pioneer J.N. Andrews on this particular subject. And in this article, I'm just going to read a couple passages. He opens one paragraph by asking a question, and the rest of the paragraph gives his answer. And he asks this question: is the earth the sanctuary? To this question, we answer emphatically, it is not. And then he goes on to explain, the earth is not the sanctuary. The earth and the sanctuary are two different things. It's addressing the misunderstanding of the Millerites. The next paragraph, he says this: is the church the sanctuary? We answer, it is not. And he goes through to show that the church and the sanctuary are two different entities. Next paragraph, he says, is the land of Canaan the sanctuary? And then he goes on. He doesn't say no. He says no. He explains no. But he says of the 145 times in which the word sanctuary occurs in the Bible, only two or three texts have been urged with any degree of confidence. And he basically saying, is the land of Canaan the sanctuary? He's saying no. Sanctuary occurs 145 times in the Bible, and there's only two or three that people try to twist to make it sound like it's the land of Canaan. So, point being, the land of Canaan is distinctly different than the sanctuary. And then dropping even further down in the article, he says this. This is in his summation of his presentation. We have found that the earth is not the sanctuary, but simply the territory where it will find